We're learning Mesechus Erevim Daf Chav Beis Omed Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Chav Beis Omed Aleph, the end of the second line from the bottom. Omer Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yechon, Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayovim Aleihem Shesharabim. In Eretz Yisrael, we'll see the certain parts of Eretz Yisrael at least, Ein Chayovim Aleihem Shesharabim. You're not Chayiv Rosh Hashanah. You're not Chayiv Rosh Hashanah. The places there are not Rosh Hashanah. What's Pshat in this statement? Yosef Rav Dimi of Kabbal HaShemayim. So Rav Dimi said over the statement of Rav Yechanan, the Eretz Yisrael, there is no Chiyav Mishum Shisharabim. But only Abay Rav Dimi, my time, what is the reason for that? Why wouldn't it be Shisharabim? Ilay Mishum the Makif Lo Somo the Tor, if the reason is because around it, on the northern side, there's a lot of cliffs and mountains, and that's making a wall, natural wall, on the north side of Eretz Yisrael, Mahachisa, Mahtona together, Mahachisa, and you have a natural ditch which turns into a wall on the eastern side. So if that's the case, that made into Shiyachid. So first of all, just speak out, that would make a Shiyachid with two Mechitzas. So Rashi speaks out, it wouldn't be Mutter to carry there, but it wouldn't be a Shiram the Rice since you have two Mechitzas. The Ritva speaks out that even if the Rabbanon hold two Mechitzas not enough, here, since it's shaped like a Gam, like a Dalid, it's shaped like a L, therefore, even for Rabbanon, Midaraisa would not be a Shirabim. So that's the question. Is that the reason why he's saying Eretz Yisrael is not a Shirabim? Because on the northern side it has mountains, and on the eastern side it has these valleys. Is that the reason why it's not a Shirabim? Then by Babel say also, Babel Nami, Ma'akavle Paras Mahachgisa, it has the river called Pras, the Euphrates on one side, but Diglas Mahachgisa, and it has the other. The other river, the Diglis, the Chidakel on the other side. So also, the Bava not be, why Dafka Eretz Yisrael? Bava also shouldn't be a Shirabim. And even more, the Kuli Amunayim, Makavakinus. Unless you go into Africa, it's surrounded by the ocean, by the Atlantic Ocean and other oceans. You tell me now, Africa also not a Shirabim? How could it be such a thing? So it must be that's not what you're saying. Now, the question of trying to speak about this, why Taka are they wrong? Lamaisa, if it's surrounded by mountains and valleys, so you have it. What's up? Not. So there's two main pshatim in the Rishonim. Tosfos on the Ramas called Dilma at the end says that a mechitza is not made b'day Adam. It's not called shugu mechitza, and therefore if people walk over it, lekuli alma osira bat mechitza. That's Tosfos at the end of Dilma. It says the yeshloim of the mechitza she'ena suya b'day Adam loichashiv mechitza kuli ayv. I feel rabbanu moed the osira bat mechitza. The Ritva and the Rajma and the Ran, they all answer, they all say a different shot. Any mechitzas you can't see, it's so big, they're so far from each other, it's not nikkur, it's mechitza, it's also not called a mechitza. If it's a huge mechitza, you can't tell, it's not a mechitza either. It's miles and miles away, it's not called a mechitza either. So like upon him, either way, it can't be pshat in the memra, it's no mechitza either, it's because it's the shemayim and people walk over it, or because it's so big. So back Shver, what's Rabbi Yechon's memra that in Eretz Yisrael there is no Rosh Hashanah? What does that mean? So tomorrow, Dilma Milos Umardus Kamras. We're talking about the hills and valleys of Eretz Yisrael. Even if people walk there, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because it's not easy to walk there. And if it's not easy to walk there, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. And we'll see, the Gemara later on says, why Dafka Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara doesn't say at the end, because Yeshua was a Masakin. Anything that wasn't easy to walk was not belong to the Rav, belong to the Yachid. And only things that are very easy to go, that's the highways, that's the Shirabim of Eretz Yisrael. So since it's not easy to walk in these places, therefore, it's not a Shirabim. That's what Rabbi Yechonon meant to say. The Milos and Mardos, the hills and valleys, are not a Shirabim. Amalei, so Rav Dimi tells Abaya, Karkafna, it means chosh of a person, Chazisech L'Reshach Be'amudei. I saw your head between the pillars of the Beis Medrash, Ki Om Rav Yechon HaShemaitza. I saw your head between the pillars when Rav Yechon said over the Shemaitza. And just a muscle, because Abaya was two diaries after Rav Yechonon. He's saying, you're saying exact shot. You must have heard it from the Talmidim. It's Ki'ilu you were there. It's Ki'ilu you were there by Shir when Rav Yechonon said this over. Itma Nami, Kosha Ravna Rav Yechonon, Vamila Om Rav Avon Rav Yechonon. Malos and Mordos of Eretz Yisrael, the hills and valleys of Eretz Yisrael. In Chayavim Olam Shem Shirabim. You're not Chayav because Shirabim. Avadi can't carry there. Doesn't have four mechitzas so well because it's not so geshmak. But since it's not Nichat Hashvishtei, it's not A, Rishus Rabim, Vishainika Digli Midbar. It's not similar to Digli Midbar, which was flat and easy to walk. This is not like that. The Rashi says the Eretz Chalokos, Sha'onon Mashvayisam, the Onon, the cloud, flattened everything out. So something that's not flat and it's hills and valleys, that's not a Rishus Rabim because it's not easy to walk there. And you could say a little different also because it's a Talamaslaka, the Kuvi, a lot of times, which Talamaslaka means it goes up 10 Tvachim within 4 Amis. That also make it in Shiyachid, and even though people are walking over it, since it's not Nicha Tashmish, it's not easy to walk over it, it's not called Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara will continue the rest of the Amud with this discussion. If you have a Tel HaMislakit, I just mentioned, you have a mountain, and it's a Mislakit that's Sarah Mutech Arba, it goes up 10 Tvachim, it's steep enough that it goes up 10 Tvachim within 4 Amis. So it has the Nefesh Yachar on top there. The Rabbim Boikimboy. And the Rabbim walk over it. Chayov Malam Shrabim Einichem Alav. Because we know, when you have a Mechitza, and Rabbim and the people walk over it, it's Machlaikis HaMishnah, it's called Mechitza not. According to Rabbanon, it's called Mechitza. According to Yehuda, it's not a Mechitza. So what's the Lachot Tel Maslakit? So the Gemara says, leave it to Rabbanon, lo Yisivay Lach. According to Rabban hold that loy osi rabim vat the mechitza, the rabim does not ruin the mechitza. It's not a shayla. This is for sure. She's yachid. Hashto amah hasam madach a regular road. The nichat hashmishte. People walk easily. Still, we say that if you have mechitzas, it's enough. Amri Rabban loy osi rabim vat the mechitza. The rabim does not come and ruin the mechitza. Halcha here, where it's a hill, the nichat hashmishte. It's not a shmak. They don't walk easily. So of course, it's not going to ruin the tel maslaka. Of course, it'll still be a mechitza like kolshkin. Of course, it'll be a mechitza. What is the Gemara Shaila? When do you have a Shaila? Alibra de Rabbi Yehuda. This Shaila, Gemara Rechava Shaila, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's no problem, that the Rabbim is Mevat of the Mechitza. The Rabbim does take off the Mechitza. What about the Rabbim who walks over this tail? What's the Shaila? My Hosom with the Nichash Vishdei. By a regular highway, a regular Shirabim, people walk easily, there it breaks the Mechitza. Here, it's a hill. It's not very easily passable. Maybe the rabbim not matn mechitza. Or it's the same thing. So he answered. Rav asked Rabbim Rava. Rav answered chayavim. You are chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda because it's osi rabbim umavat mechitza. If the people walk over the hill, it's osi rabbim matn mechitza. Just to bring this out in the point like this, it's negeya. Around Manhattan, they wanted to use the river as the wall because it goes down, the river as the wall. Or there was wall around the river. Even better yet, there was actually a real wall around the Hudson River, between the Hudson River and Manhattan, there's a wall. But the bridges go over it. So it's Asi Rabim Vat Mechitza. That's the Shaila I talk about, where the bridges go over it. That's where, just to make it practical, Asi Rabim Vat Mechitza. So Amalei Chayavim. So he says that you are chayiv, even though it's not nichat hashmishta, it's not easily walkable, still it's chayiv. So he asked him, it's such a steep hill, you need a rope, you have to hold on to a rope wall, you have to hold on to, has a rope to help you get up. I'm like, if people walk over it, it's still a problem. Then he asked him, Milas Beis Meroin, even there's a place called Milas Beis Meroin that's very, very steep, and only one person can walk at a time. Even then you say, Asi Rabim Vat Mechitza? He said, yeah. Even then you say that. Even then you say that, Amalein, you say, Asi Rabim Vat Mechitza. So Gemara says, right now, if you're Rabbanon, of course, no Asi Rabim Vat Mechitza, even if it's direct road, it's not. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, holds, yeah. Even though it's, so the Chiddush is, even though it's Lo Nichet HaShmishta, it's not easily to go, it's not easy to go, still, the Lach is Vat Mechitza. And Gemara's going to ask a few questions on that. Eisvei chotzer, you have a chotzer that had walls, but it had openings at two ends. Shirab nechnasin la bezu v'yetz mezu. Goes in this side and comes out the other side. The halacha is shirabim l'tuma versus yachid l'shabbos. It says in this brisa that it's a shirabim l'tuma, which means it got a soita, which is totally in seclusion. It's not seclusion; people walk through it. It's a shirabim, but for Shabbos it's a yachid. So, man, who is this going to? Ilim Rabbanon, Hashda, What do you have to tell me this? Hashtama hosmnich the shvishte madach, where you have a direct road through it, doesn't break the mechitza. Amri abarlein osravat the mechitza. Hacha, here we're by the chatzah, lenicha the shvishte. It's not easy to walk through it because it has a little bit of walls and it's going through a chatzah. It's not kashmak. And of course, like Kol Shekhet, it won't break the mechitza. Even a regular highway doesn't break the mechitza. So who is this a chiddush, like it says Shishiyachel the Shabbos? Elav Rav Yehudi. It must be Rav Yehudi agrees that it's like nichet hashmishti, when it's not easy to walk through, it's not mevatel the mechitza. So it's right Rav Yehuda. You just have to speak out, or the Shabbos speak out. The Afir Rav Yehuda, we said that if you have two full mechitzas, then there's no rabbi mevatel mechitza. So here by Chatzav Hashem, you have two full mechitzas, only open on each side. So you have to say, it's open on all four sides. There was crisscrossing, back and forth, all four sides, people could walk through it. In that case, Fir Rav Yehuda, and the Chiddush is that Fir Rav Yehuda, there's no Osi Rabin when it's not Nicha, so it's a Kasha Rava. So it's my lawyer, Oilam Rabbanon. Let's go according to Rabbanon. I had a question, according to Rabbanon, that it's Pashit. Fir Rabbanon, even a regular highway is not Mavatal, so of course here it's not Mavatal. The reason is Rabbanon. No Chiddush about Rishis Yachid. Chiddush is Rishis Rabin Latumma Srichle. Chiddush is a Gab Rishis Rabin Latumma. Toshima, another similar raya and a dichui. Toshima, mevoyis hamfaloshois veboyrois beshichim umaorois. And the Mara thought right now that the mavi was in a bar or in a cave. So it says v'shishiyachid l'shabbos. It's v'shishiyachid v'shabbos and v'shiravim l'tumah. But it's not called a secluded place v'tumah because more than three people are here. It's not v'shishiyachid v'tumah. Break the Mara first. I don't understand the brayso. Veboyrois hakadaitach. You have a mavi in a bar. It's not possible. Ella means like this. You have a regular mavi, but the mavi ends or starts in a bar. There's a bar, like a big hole in your way. You have to go around it. Ella bars. It says a mavi that has a bar at one end, still Rishis Yachid L'Shabbos Rabim L'Tumah. And this is the Tumah Mavi M'Fulosh. You're walking through it. So Mavi, we learn Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon Hashto, a case where you have a regular Shirab going through it, Amri L'Oz Rabim Vatla. We don't say the rabbim is vatlet. Hacha loinichet hashmishta here, where you have a bar in the way, you have to go around the bar. It's very difficult to get through it. So of course, the rabbim won't make it into break the mechitzas. Loi kol shkeg elav must be going to Rav Yehudi. It's going to Rav Yehudi. Then what do you see? That when it's hard to get through it, you don't say the rabbim vat mechitza. And the kasha Rav who said that Rav Yehudi says the rabbim always in vat mechitza. So I don't know. I tell me it's pasha. That's not mevatel. Rishis rabim l'tumah. Tzrich le'chesh is rishis rabim l'tumah. And here also you have to speak out that the mevoyis will open all four sides because if not, fear of Yehuda wouldn't be good because you have two mechitzas. And the more had to have me to say it's Rav Yehuda. Again, you have to say that was open on two sides. The last toshima. Toshima shvilei beis gilgal ukiyetzbem rishis yochid l'shabbos rishis rabim l'tumah. Shvilei Beis Gilgal is this tall pass, this tall cliff that people walked over it, and it says over there in the Braisa, Kiyetzvem Shishiyachid L'Shabbos. It's clear Shishiyachid, even though it was a regular road, which is Shirabim L'Tumah, and it's a Shirabim L'Tumah. Ve'ezehu Shvilei Beis Gilgal. What is Shvilei Beis Gilgal? What's example? Give us an example. It was one of these very narrow paths. To show us how narrow it is, what's an example? Amr de Rabbi Yane, Kol She'in Eved Yochelito Sa'a Shel Chitim. A Eved can't hold a certain amount of Chitim, a Sa'a of Chitim, V'yorutz Tmei Sadrut, and run in front of his marshal. He can't run in front of his master, because it's too dangerous, he'll fall right off. It's so narrow, he has to be careful. He can't run with a package on this road. And it says, what does it say over here? So Shishiyach L'Shabbos. Some money. Ilim Rabbanon, if it's going according to Rabbanon, Hashto, Oma Hosom the Nichet Hashmishte, Om Rabbanon Hashram Vatam Mechitza, Hochot Le Nichet Hashmishle Kol Shekein. Of course it's not a Rosh Hashirabim, because it's very tall, so it has a din of a Shish Yochid, and he holds even if it's easy to walk through, it's not Mevatlet. So what's the case? Allah must be Rav Yehudi, must be going according to Rav Yehuda. So what do you see? You see that it's going according to Rav Yehuda, you see that the lacha is that it's a Shishiyachid l'Shabbos, and we don't say Asi Rav Matam Chitza. Why? Because it's hard to pass it. Amalei. So he answers Shvilei Beis Gilgal Ka'amrit. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Oya. So he answers like this. But this Torah went in Eretz Yisrael. Shvil is Gilgal is Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Oya. Omad V'tikalem Drachim. He made them roads, Visratia, and open spaces. And Kol Hechel Nichat Tashvishta, any place that was easy to use, Masrul Rabbim, he gave to Rabbim. Kol Hechel Nichat Tashvishta Masrul Yachid. Anytime it wasn't easy to use, he gave it to the Yachid. And that is why it's not Rosh Rabbim. Not because Osi Rabbim Atam Achiz. The reason is because he loved Eretz Yisrael and he didn't want to give, he wanted Eretz Yisrael's Rabbim, the roads, to be easy to use. Anything that was hard to use, he gave away to the Yachid. It did not belong to the Rabbim. And that's why it has the Din of Rosh Yachid. But it could be in Chutz La'aretz, and Echnami in Chutz La'aretz, if you have a tail of a slacket and people walk over it, a taka will be a Rishus HaRabim, and a taka will be Chayim. And that's Pshat Rabbi Yechon. Go back to Yechon's words. He says, Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. Dafka Eretz Yisrael, because that's where Yeshua is the Kana, but not Chutz La'aretz.